This programme was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. It is that time again for all you Leicester City fans out there. It is your takeover. Every Tuesday, 8 to half 8, is when you can have your say on what you're seeing from your high-flying Foxes team at the moment. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Well, Leicester obviously back from their winter break. A lot of headlines, a lot of media storm how they were spending that break. They kicked off the Premier League action on Valentine's Day last Friday, playing Wolves at Molineux, 0-0, a game with no goals but many incidents. And the man to talk about them now, well, it is Mr. Leicester himself, Mr. Lee Chappie. Lee, always good to be joined with you.
Thanks
from Leicester Fan TV. Lee, no, you are the show. No goals in the game on...
I look forward to this now. It's part of my routine of my working week.
Mate, you know it. You're our resident correspondent. Well, there was no goals in the game on Friday, but it did have its few talking points. What did you make of
it? Wasn't the massacre we were talking about last week at all. It was, in fact, it was the opposite, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the end, I feel like we've sort of got away with one, and I was more than happy to take the point in the end.
Yeah, happy to take that point at Molineux. It's a tough place to go. We know what side Wolves are. We know the results they've got against the top teams. But keeping in line with those Valentine's puns, there was no love lost, obviously, on the game. Choudhury getting a red card. Madison wanted a penalty. There was a VAR. Wolves felt like they had a perfectly allowed goal ruled off. It was a game filled with action and incidents. On those moments, what was your thoughts on them, Lee?
Yeah, we're still looking a little stale up top. And I'm a little worried about Jamie Vardy's, you know, fitness levels, performance level, just everything. I'm a little bit worried because he's our main man up top, and he's just, I don't know, there's nothing coming from him at the minute. So that reflects down into the rest of the lads as well. A bit worried as well that Hamza being carded. You know, Mendy's obviously got the injury, and you've got Ndidi. Is he going to be fit for the Man City game? There's rumours that he will be, and there's rumours that he isn't. It's all just conspiracies at the minute. Who knows what's going on? I'm a bit worried because I've got no one else really to play that mid role.
Yeah, so many questions and talking points from what you just said there. Let's start with Vardy then. It was his 200th Premier League appearance for the Foxes. In the game, Lee, he only touched the ball 7 times. We know he's on a drought at the minute. I think he's failed to register a single shot, which means he's gone 6 Premier League games without a goal. And that is his longest run since he went 7 games. That was 2016 and 2017. And what was a blistering start. I mean, he's still the league's top scorer, but he just can't find the net at the minute.
It's crazy that he's not finding the net, and yet he's still top goal scorer. I find that probably in the same level of Leicester being third, and we've not really... not played the levels that we have at the start of season, and we're still managing to be third in the Premier League. It's a strange one, and I suppose it's a lucky for us that the other teams aren't doing so well.
Yeah, Lee, we know that the headlines that were made in the winter break, and Rodgers referring to tired legs, and a lot was made of Madison enjoying himself, and we said it won't matter if they get the points. It was still a clean sheet and a good point against a Wolves side, but they did look like, you know, they still were playing before that winter break, a little bit rusty, weren't firing on all cylinders. What did you make of it?
It's just rough around the edges. I don't think we're not linking at all. Like we were at the start of the season. Yuri Tielemans in particular, he's looked sluggish. He looks like he's playing with almost like a ball and chain around his ankles at times. Something's got to change. I don't know what, but we really need to find tempo and fast, because Man City are a fast tempo team, and if we don't play to the similar strengths as them, they might just run us ragged at the King Power.
Yeah, it is Man City on the weekend. It's a massive game, but there was bigger news where City were concerned this week. They are looking like they're facing a European ban for the next two seasons. No Champions League football for them, which means that maybe the fifth place spot in the Premier League will go to the Champions League if this is upheld. Leicester currently in third with a 9-point gap over Chelsea after last night's defeat to Man United. Does this for you, Lee, all but guarantee Champions League football next year for the Foxes?
Oh, guarantee is a strong word. I think we all felt a little sigh of relief when that came out. But, I mean, look at it this way. Aston Villa, they've secured Europa because they've beat us. You know, so we kind of throw that away in a way of guaranteed European football, no matter what. That was guaranteed going to Wembley in the League Cup. But it's going to be, I don't want to say guaranteed, because look at Man United last night. They put Chelsea over. They could squeeze back into it, couldn't they, as well? So I still think there's plenty to play for. I still think there's time for other teams to still catch up. But I'm still going to go for a Champions League spot for sure.
Yeah, just, I feel like something inside you, Lou, may in your outlook, your positive attitude, your voice has changed from going, we're getting it, we're bold, we're claiming it now, going, you know, there's still so much to be, because it is a 9-point gap, 12 games to go. Leicester is sitting there, and let's not forget, you said it earlier on in this show tonight, that Leicester are there, even with maybe not their best form at the minute.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's what I mean. We're third in the Premier League, that, you know, technically we're the third best team in England, and I can't even think how many points we've actually taken in the last few games. It's not many, is it?
No. It's been a run of draws and a few defeats thrown in there. They haven't been firing on all cylinders as they were. Maybe one in a...
But we're still third.
You're still third. Around now. I know you're trying to get back on the positive train. One player I do want to talk about, Lee, is former Chelsea and England midfielder Karen Carney was talking a little bit about Ben Chilwell this week, and obviously saying that one of the reasons why maybe he saw himself out of the team, you know, he was overlooked for a period of time, wasn't, you know going through the gears, as to say, it was Ben Chilwell. He was linked with Chelsea and Man United, and she said the speculation and the links just got too much for him. Can you understand that?
Ben Chilwell, I can understand it. He's a young lad, and he's got England prospects. You know, he's England international. That always adds to your worth as a player. Look at Harry Maguire, added £80 million to his head. It's a big head, by the way. He got away with a red card last night, by the way. Big time.
Yeah, massive.
Big time. But Ben Chilwell, you can sort of see why all the big clubs surrounding us want him. Because he's that type of player. But I don't think he's a finished product at all. Sometimes he leaves us in big trouble at the back. Leaves Soyuncu, unfortunately, a lot of the time, defending two players. You know, he's got two men half the time because Chilwell's either out of position or he's lost the ball. So he's not the finished product yet. And I think he's still learning from Christian Fuchs. And believe it or not, Christian Fuchs, his contract runs out this season. I don't think he's got any kind of extension on that contract yet. So,
yeah, hopefully. Obviously, we know of a few contract extensions needing to be made. A few of the players that are out of contract. One of the players that we're hoping tied down and extending his deal, Maddison, he felt like he should have had a penalty at the end of the game. Little shove inside the box. Was it a penalty for you? Because we're talking VAR, Lee. Were Leicester robbed of a decision like Wolves were?
I'm not going to jump on the bias and the blue tints and stuff, but James Maddison seems to be a player that plays for the foul. That's his problem. If you watch him, he's always playing for the foul, for the free kick. He goes down all the time. He's a great player. Technical ability is insane. I think he's England's number 10. Probably just edging it on Jack Grealish. And Grealish is a different player anyway for me. I don't think you can compare the two. I think they're both different players. But that's another subject for another day.
Yeah.
Just asking, are you a Grealish or a Maddison man?
Oh, it's so tough. I've got to be honest. I swing one way to the other. And I think you hit the nail on the head. They're different players.
They offer different things.
Yeah, they do. But both of them, they win a lot of fouls. And I would argue that there's nothing wrong with that. It's definitely the modern game, tactical fouls.
Maddison just plays the foul. How many times does he go down? All the time. All the time.
But if he wins...
I'm not being negative about James Maddison.
No, of course not.
phenomenal talent, but he's always going down. And if you keep doing it, the ref's just not going to give it you.
You say that finally, eventually, it's sort of working against him.
Yes.
Oh, it's a tough one. It works for Grealish, though. I mean, and they're wonderful players. Lee, we've got to end then. It's City on the weekend, though. Your prediction, because it is a massive one.
Listen, I've just done a just done a prediction on World Class on FIFA, and I got beat 4-1. So I don't know. We're not playing well at the minute. We're not scoring. I don't want to call it. I don't want to say we're going to lose on the radio. But I feel like we're going to get beat.
Well, that's exactly what you've just done. You've said they're going to lose on the radio.
I know I missed the positive.
I'm worried, Lee. You've changed. This is my beacon of positivity every Tuesday.
Changed.
And if you go down, mate, then we've all got to be worried. Everyone at Loveport and the listeners are very worried right now.
I'm not saying it to keep face, all right? I'm not saying it to keep face. But,
okay,
I'm going to go for a draw. I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw.
All right, Lee, if you want to sit on the fence, mate, you do that. You take that. Lee, just quickly, because I know that you guys at Leicester Fan TV, you're involved in an auction, a very special one, for the team that was involved in the Premier League win.
No, it wasn't the Premier League win, it was the Championship win.
Oh, sorry, excuse me.
The team that came up into the Premier League, there's a watch that's been available, and we're running a raffle competition over on Leicester Fan TV. So go and check leicesterfantv.com out for more information on that. The watch is valued at around £20,000, and it's the only one that's ever come to market as well. It's I don't know whose it is, but obviously one player of that team has sold it on. So it's came available, and it's available for raffles. Through Leicester Fan TV, you can get five tickets for the price of four. So go over and have a look at that.
What wonderful prizes, and through Leicester Fan TV. Lee, always a delight with you, even when you're not so positive, even when you are sitting on the fence. We just look forward to being joined by you every week on the Leicester City Fan Show. And the show...
I enjoy it.
Lee, we love you on here. We enjoy you being here, our resident Leicester correspondent. But there is still time tonight, and it's still a second half for you to have your Foxes say.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. What a bubbly, brilliant first half we just had. Hearing from Lee Chappie there, but the positivity is waning a little. You heard it in his voice. He's worrying about the current form of the team. What are you making of it? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558. You can WhatsApp on the same number. Well, I'm delighted to say now we mark the return of our brilliant Leicester City Fan Show guest. It is the wonderful Chris Forian from Leicester Till I Die podcast. Chris, such a warm welcome back for you. Great to get you back on the show. Lee wasn't happy earlier tonight, saying that he's worried about the team at the minute. You know, need some goals, need another striker. Where are the results coming from? Is City on the weekend? The last game, though, Wolves on Valentine's Day, 0-0. What did you make of it?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for that introduction. I think that's the best one I've ever had.
I'm saving it up, Chris.
The check's in the post, mate.
Thank you.
I mean, Wolves... I think I said this a few weeks ago before I was away. With success comes great expectations of the football fan. And, you know, we sat there second, third, and, you know, are we expecting too much of the team now? I mean, I think a 0-0 against Wolves, let's face it, they're a good team themselves. Yes, you know, you know the VAR decision, that's another conversation. But it was never going to be an easy game away at Wolves. And I think, if you know, to come away with a 0-0, especially when we went down to 10 men, I think was not a bad result.
Yeah, I mean, big incidents in the game. We spoke about them with Lee, but the VAR again for Wolves, marginal offside, Choudhury red card, Maddison wanted a penalty. On the Choudhury red card, I know it was two yellows and, you know, two deserving yellows, and in the end he's got his orders. But since returning to the Premier League in a 2014-15 season, Leicester have received 19 red cards. That is the joint most of any team in that time. It's actually level with Everton and Watford. What do you make of that stat? Because when I first saw that, Chris, I've got to say, I was quite surprised.
I had a feeling you might mention that when we started talking red cards. I mean, you could say it shows we're a committed team that we go in. I think most of those are probably Wes Morgan, in fairness, as a defender. It's not a contact sport anymore. Mm. You know, I'm old enough to remember when you could go in and you know, give it a bit of welly. These days, you look at somebody and you get a yellow card. It's a thin line. And Chowdhury, for example, is a very good player, but we know that he is on that edge, you know, and he's had a few sort of close calls before. And it is a very thin line. And we've got to remember, we've got a young team at the moment, so it's learning, it's growing up, you know. And as I say, to me, it's a sign of being committed.
Yeah, it's hard when you look at a stat like that, because now we're talking about a team that's led and Brendan Rodgers at the helm. So we can't, you know, these stats over a period of time don't really, well, they're not a characterification of one team, really. But it is Brendan Rodgers. And at the minute, his team are just, I don't want to say they're playing poorly, obviously, Chris, but they're going through the motions. We were hoping that the winter break would revive them, spark them into life. You've had a winter break of your own. You've come back, you know, refreshed, rejuvenated. Why haven't we seen that in the side, you know? I know it's been one game, but we sort of were hoping that this would kick it off in the final third of the season.
I'm not having to go out on Saturday and run around a pitch for 90 minutes and try and keep up with the likes of De Bruyne and Sterling. So I've not got that to worry about. I don't know. We sort of hit a patch. And, you know, if you look, you name any team in that division that hasn't had a few bad games, hasn't had a bad patch outside of Liverpool. Everybody else, you know, Man City, you know, we were second and they were third. You know, they couldn't buy a win. You know, every game we watch, we hope that we are, you know, going to get better. We're going to kick back in. And I still think we are punching above our weight at the moment. You know, if you'd given us third at this point in the season, right at the start, we'd have bitten your hands off. But, you know, we managed to get up to second. Expectations got higher. This is a young team, you know. This is a team that hopefully, if we can keep it together, will develop over the next two or three seasons. And, you know, we're not playing well, but we're not losing. We're not dropping down the league. And if you don't play well and you're still picking up points, that's you know, a sign of a reasonably good team.
Yeah, and obviously they've missed Ndidi in the middle of the park. He's missed the last couple of games. Hearing he could come back for the game on the weekend. How much do we know that that's true? He's ready and his fitness is sharp. But also, how much of a miss has he been, Chris?
He's been an amazing miss. I mean, we worried when we lost Kante, would we be able to find another player that could fill that void? And I hate to sort of compare one player to another, but basically, I honestly think he's as good as Kante. And We do miss him. You've only got to look at the way we play. He does give us something that bit extra in midfield. You know, I think he's won more tackles than, or he's certainly in the top five of tackle wins in the Premier League. He's an amazing player. He came back possibly a little bit too early a couple of weeks ago, but I'd sooner not rush him back. But then again, I think Chowdhury will miss this game now with the sending off. So we need him back. But let's see an hour before kickoff and see who's in the team.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we heard earlier on in the season, you know, Maddison was getting linked with Man United and clubs. Rodgers maybe, when a few of the big, the supposed top six were sacking their managers. I'm hearing a lot of rumours and links with Ndidi and Man United. What do you make of those rumours?
To be honest with you, I'm learning to ignore them. I mean, your players only get linked with other clubs if they are good players. So first of all, that says something about us. You know, the fact that, you know, supposedly people want our players, they must be doing something right. We're not a selling club anymore. You know, we used to have to sell to survive. Now we don't. You know, we sell now if and when we want to. You know, look at Maguire. We, you know, and look at Mahrez. Both wanted to move. We held on for them for a bit longer. Mahrez eventually went. Maguire, we got the money we wanted. You know, we don't have to sell. And, you know, look at the possibility. Look at what Leicester are. You know, if you go to a Man United, will they get Champions League football next season? I don't know. Chances are Leicester, hopefully, touch wood, will. So why move?
It's so true, isn't it? And I just want to actually change tact and talk about Jamie Vardy, because 200 appearances, and we have to really just... and that's just in the Premier League, sorry, Chris. We have to speak highly of him on this show, and that's only the second Leicester City player to do so, after Muzzy Izzet, who got 222 appearances. This is some feat, isn't he, and where he's come from and what he's done and achieved at the club.
I think the thing as well is the fact that he's done it at his age. You know, he's not come in as a young player. He's come in, you know, and he was sort of, you know, in his late 20s when he first came to us. And the fact that he's managed to do that at that age. And I think stepping down from England duty helped him. You know, that's given him, you know, he's getting those breaks that he didn't get before. So I think Alan Shearer did it. And it prolongs their club, the club games longer.
Yeah. But could he get called up to the Euros this summer? There's been talk of that, Chris.
I don't think he'll go. Because I think if he goes, he's still not going to be first choice.
Right.
You know, I think with the way that Leicester play, and Hodgson, Hodgson played around the left wing, for God's sake, you know. Unless you're going to play the sort of game or the sort of style that suits him, and no England manager does, what is the point of him going? And he knows if he goes, you know, if Kane's fit, Kane's going to be first choice. Even if Kane's not fit, Vardy might not be first choice. So why go?
Yeah, I mean, it's wonderful. You touched upon it there, saying what he's achieved. And I mean, still the league's top scorer, hasn't scored in 6 games now for the club. Him and the team mirroring their sort of stumbling block at the minute. But he is the league's top scorer. And Leicester in third, 9 points clear of fourth place Chelsea. You know, got that cushion. Now there is another spot available in the Champions League with City's ban. Would you say that this is here for us? I even think it's guaranteed Leicester top four this season, Chris. And I know you won't say it, but you have to be looking at it like this.
I will never guarantee anything with Leicester City, believe me.
I know, I've pushed you every week. I never get it.
I've supported them far too long to guarantee. We are the kings of shooting ourselves in the foot, you know. I think Man City will they're obviously going to appeal the ban, and I think they'll probably win it. I just think, you know, UEFA will step down. But even though, even if Man City are in Europe, I think we will be Champions League.
Yeah,
like
I
you
do.
Say, we've got that cushion. We've got a good run of games after Man City. We've got a good run of games coming up, which, as I've often said, no games are played on paper, but on paper, they should be winnable for us. I can't see us finishing below fourth.
Yeah, and Leicester's terrific home form. They've got this cushion while they're still not firing on cylinders. You would think that sooner or later they're going to come back to life. It is City on the weekend. It is at home. We know the home form. City having all their troubles this week. For you, Chris, how will the game play out and your score prediction?
It depends, like you say. I think the big thing for us, like you mentioned it earlier and we talked about it, is will Ndidi be back? And he, you know, he could make a big difference.
Yeah, key in the middle of the park.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I think if we've got him back, I think we'll probably go for it more. It's going to be... City have got something to prove now as well, so we've got to be careful. I will take a draw at this stage.
Another draw, but it's still good points, isn't it? Because we want to come back firing on all cylinders, but Wolves away and City at home, these are two of the top teams, and this is where the teams in and around you have still dropped points to them, Chris.
This is what I'm saying. I mean, you know, you look at the result the other, you know, well, last night, Man United beating Chelsea. You know, Chelsea dropped the points. They had the chance to close the gap on us. We have got that gap, and like I say, because we had a really good start to the season, people are looking and say, well, it's Man City, we should beat them. No, we shouldn't. They are still the reigning champions. they are still in second. It is going to be hard. And I will take the draw in that game.
Yeah, and I think they've been handed a big injury boost. Their defenders are coming back. But Man United did do Leicester a big favour last night, beating Chelsea. Chris, always a pleasure to be joined by you. Wonderful return of Chris Forrin there from Leicester Till I Die podcast. Make sure you check Chris and his team out for all that extra Foxes content, as you can be part of this show every Tuesday, 8 to 8.30, the Leicester City Fan Show on Love Sport Radio. We will see you next week.
This is Love Sport.